That sound from a cell phone video provided to the British newspaper The Independent from St. Petersburg, Russia, where an explosion on a subway train killed at least 9 people today. A spokesman for the city's governor also said about 50 people were injured. The National Anti-Terrorist Committee announced that it also found an explosive device at another subway station, but neutralized it. Joining us now via Skype is Charles Maines in Moscow, who's following the story for NPR. Charles, what do we know about what caused the explosion?
Well, investigators are saying that it's a homemade explosive device that they found in an abandoned bag in the metro car. That the device was apparently placed in. Special services here also claim they have video surveillance footage of what they say is the suspect. Russian media are already calling him the Petersburg terrorist. And in fact, just a few minutes ago, the photo was released online. It appears to be a bearded individual wearing what resembles, anyway, certainly most Russians would associate it with the dress of people from the Northern Caucasus region, although certainly there are many ethnicities there, and it's tough to say.
And I imagine some people would be skeptical of that, just given the relationship between the Putin government and people from the Caucasus.
Well, that's true. But, you know, keep in mind now that Russia has been involved in this campaign, this military campaign in Syria now for over a year and a half. They went in a sense, ostensibly, initially Putin basically justified this move into Syria by saying that that fighters, Islamic insurgents from the Northern Caucasus region, in other words, within the Russian Federation, were on the field fighting alongside ISIS, Islamic State. And so he argued that one of the reasons for going into Syria to begin with was to take the fight to these terrorists in Syria rather than have them come home. We've certainly seen also cases where Russia is certainly no stranger to terrorist attacks, and Petersburg in particular. If you remember back to October of 2015, it was a charter flight coming from Egypt back to St. Petersburg that exploded over the Sinai Peninsula in Egypt, killing 200 people. Most of them were from St. Petersburg. So I think clearly it's on the minds of many there.
Well, and give us a sense for people who have not been to St. Petersburg. This is obviously a major tourist destination in Russia, one of the largest cities in Russia. But give us a sense of where this happened in the city. This was right in the heart of it.
Sure. This was at Sinai Ploshchad Station. This is exactly in the heart of the city, just not too far off of Nevsky Prospekt, which is the central thoroughfare in St. Petersburg. You know, St. Petersburg is a town full of canals and it's a port city. So in some ways, the metro is the heart of getting around St. Petersburg because there are many complicated drawbridges, a lot of traffic getting from one island to another. And it's also a very deep metro. That's something important to note because it's a heavily traveled metro, but very, very deep underground because of the fact that St. Petersburg was built essentially on water. So in other words, it made the evacuation today even much more chaotic, given that for rescuers to get down into the metro station was very difficult.
And what's been the response from President Putin, who was in St. Petersburg today for a speech and a meeting?
That's right. President Putin was in St. Petersburg this morning meeting with his National Popular Front Forum. This is a pro-Putin coalition that essentially it works outside of politics, but to try and improve the image of the president. And certainly he's looking ahead to the presidential elections here in 2018. So that's where he was this morning. He's actually meeting with Alexander Lukashenko, the Belarusian president, outside of Petersburg today. When he was informed of this explosion in St. Petersburg in the metro, he said that he expressed condolences, of course, to the victims. He promised all sorts of, that officials would do whatever they could. He's also conferred with the FSB, the investigators into the cause of the explosion. He's not ruling anything out, he says.
And Charles, one other thing I want to note is that there have been some pretty significant protests across Russia in recent days, anti-corruption protests. Is there any thought that there's any link to that?
Well, there's no direct connection, of course, but Russians are no strangers to conspiracy theories. These protests that you mentioned, they were just recently, earlier this month, tens of thousands came out to the streets to protest the government. There was some talk after that somehow, the authorities might try and find some way to essentially resurrect support for the government. And in the past, we've seen Mr. Putin do this with some foreign escapades, for example, the annexation of Crimea, or his entrance into the Syrian campaign to try and distract from domestic problems. So certainly there are voices out there who say that this perhaps was a way to distract from these growing calls for against government corruption and essentially around the presidential bid of the leader of the opposition, Alexei Navalny, here.
That's Charles Maines speaking with us from Moscow about the explosion today in St. Petersburg, Russia, and we'll continue to follow the latest developments. Charles, thank you.
Thank you.